bro. What the frick? This ghetto.
Okay, so we had to switch from Anchor to Skype because for some reason Anchor would. Didn't you put the fucking video on your face?
Quit!
Put the video on your face! Stop being a little bitch! Lower. Lower.
No!
Lindsay, I hate you! Why are you being like that?
Love you.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Alright, so we had to switch from Anchor to this because Anchor was not working. But, so we'll see how it goes. How do you feel about Skype so far, Lindsay?
I hate it.
You fucking hate it? I hate it.
I look ghetto.
Bro, I look fucking ghetto. Look at me. Ew.
What the fuck is this? I didn't realize how big they were.
Your hands?
B!
What are you talking about? What's wrong with your hands? They look
like fucking starfish.
No, they don't.
Look. I love that. How'd you do that?
I don't know. I clicked on my picture to the left.
Ooh, fancy.
It's gonna give it to you. It's gonna give it to you. It's gonna give it to you.
Can you hear me good?
Mm-hmm. I hear you good. Hold on. Let me put a good.
Oh my god! I fucking love that. Dude. Do that on mine. Stupid.
No, we're leaving this one.
You're a fucking alien. Shit.
Which it's perfect for this because I have some pretty alien type of things as well.
Like,
I don't know. Do you believe like the Loch Ness Monster is like an actual cryptid being, or possibly is it something that is could be extraterrestrial?
I just thought of it as a dinosaur, honestly.
Yeah, well, that's what we're gonna be talking about today. But first off, let's start off with our hellos because we got fucking pitch.
Just kidding. I just had my flash on.
If you're taking videos of me, I'm gonna kill you.
I'm not. I think I want to though.
Y'all, would y'all pay for us to do this more often? Because I feel like this is fun. X gonna give it to you. Gonna give it to you. X gonna give it to you. Alright. Hello everybody. My name is Sarah.
My name is Lindsay.
And this is, I gotta be quiet.
Ghost on my ass.
A spooky podcast.
With spooky bitches.
To the spooky bitches. Saying spooky shit. Oh, I miss you. I wish we were in the podcast room right now.
I know. Drinking,
getting drunk.
This is what I'm drinking. I am hydrating.
Because I had the shits today. I'm drinking ginger ale.
Mmm. Lovely.
To warm up my intestines. Okay. So, this week's episode, we are doing Loch Ness Monster. What do you know about the Loch Ness Monster, Lindsay Ann?
It lives in the water.
Anything else?
I don't know where it's at. It looks like one of those dinosaurs with the long necks. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. That's all I know.
That's it.
I don't know where it's from. Nothing.
Okay. I'm about to send you a little something.
Okay.
Just to give you a little piece of what we're dealing with here today. I sent it to you in a text message. All right. So, Loch Ness Monster. It is probably one of my favorite things.
Shut the fuck up!
That's the Loch Ness Monster, fool!
Dude, I'm done.
That's what it is! Looking like a pee-pee with eyes glued to it.
Wow.
Wow.
I love that.
Fuck yeah. All right. Okay, so like I was saying, Loch Ness Monster, I think, is one of my top favorite cryptids, like right underneath Bigfoot, because it's just so interesting and like everybody knows about the Loch Ness Monster, and you know, it's kind of creepy shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're gonna start this off with a setting the scene. Okay.
Okay, go.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta be serious for this, Lindsay.
Dude, I can't take you seriously with that fucking background.
No.
Do like one where you're in the river or something.
Okay, yeah. X gon' give it to you. Go give it to you. X gon' give it to you. I don't know why it's not. Oh, because of you.
Period.
Period. Okay, we'll put this as my background. Ooh, like that?
Ooh, fancy.
Hey, like that's that. Really cool. Okay. All right, setting the scene. You ready? You ready for this? You ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. It's a cold and foggy morning on the loch. You thought you'd set off before anyone else was up, so you could get in some alone time, just you and the fish. Loch Ness is dark and timid as you row your boat out into the middle. The land and mountains surround you, and you hear nothing but the gentle tap of the water lapping at your boat. You throw your line out into the water and wait for the fish to flock to you. Before long, you feel the all-too-familiar tug. Small at first, but then the second tug comes a little bit more forceful. Underneath your boat, a large shadow shifts. Your boat starts to rock a little more faster, and the loch becomes alive, and small waves start taking shape. The shadow swims away from your boat. It's huge. It's massive. What the hell is this thing? Soon, a long neck emerges from the water, maybe 10 feet away from where you are, and it looks almost prehistoric and old. You've heard of the legends. You know what is said to reside in this loch. You just never thought you'd see it for yourself. And as quick as it showed up, the monster sinks back underneath the water, and it's gone. Loch Ness has been notorious for the monster that inhabits its waters. This week, Lindsay and I are heading back to one of my favorite countries, Scotland, to explore the Loch Ness and take a deep dive with Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster.
Nessie.
So if I was on a fucking lake, okay, because when I say Loch Ness, Loch in Scotland means lake.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So when I say loch, it's just like it's a big old lake. So just imagine like one morning you're just like fucking rowing your boat out to the middle of the loch, you know, middle of the lake, you know, fishing, do whatever you want, and all of a sudden you see this fucking thing come out of nowhere, this huge ass prehistoric dinosaur looking ass bitch.
I like, fucking flip my shit.
And supposedly, so the loch, okay, all right, let me give you a little bit of information about the loch. So they call Loch Ness because the Celtic word means a roaring one. I don't know.
Oh,
I guess. So Loch Ness is a deep, large freshwater lake in the Scottish Highlands, which extends for approximately 23 miles southwest of a little place called Inverness. Its surface is 52 feet above sea level and nearly 800 feet in depth. 800 feet in depth.
Jesus.
So Loch Ness is the second largest Scottish loch by surface area, but due to its great depth, it is the largest by volume in the British Isles. So this is a big fucking lake, dude. Like, this is one of the largest lakes in Scotland.
Scotland.
And, I mean, have you ever seen, I mean, have you ever looked up what, like, Scotland looks like or anything?
No, why?
Because I'm going to tell you, Loch Ness is fucking beautiful, dude. Like, I want us to go here so bad.
Let me see.
Hold on. All they're showing me is the fucking goddamn Loch Ness Monster right now.
Loch, L-O-C-H.
L-O-C-H, yep.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, you looked it up?
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's fucking amazing. Like,
wait, can you see it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's it. When you look up Loch Ness, all you fucking find are, like, videos and images of the goddamn Loch Ness Monster.
Wow.
Yeah, people go there. It's, like, a main tourist attraction. Like, people really, like, they really go, you know, it really brings a large crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, nice. In Scottish folklore, large animals have been associated with many bodies of water, from small streams to the largest of lakes. They're called water horses or water kelpies, which are said to have, like, magical powers and malevolent intentions. According to one version of the legend, the water horse, it lures small children into the water by offering them rides on its back. Once the children are on its back, their hands become stuck to the beast and they are dragged to a watery death. And their livers wash ashore the following day.
Wow.
So some believe that Nessie could be a water kelpie because that's like, you know, legend or lore. But according to documents and all that kind of shit, all the researchers and shit, the Loch Ness Monster can be found like at least 1500 years ago. Like the earliest accounts of the beast that people actually had that was, you know, documented happened in 565 AD.
Jesus.
That's fucking crazy. It was by this guy by the name of Saint Columba. He was an Irish missionary who actually introduced Christianity into Scotland. Apparently, this guy was on his way to visit the king of the northern Picts near Inverness when he stopped at Loch Ness to confront a beast that had been killing people in the lake. So he saw this large beast about to attack another man, and then he said, invoking the name of God and commanding the creature to go back with all speed. The monster retreated and never harmed another man.
Wow.
So basically he's like, back demon, back beast. Fuck. You know.
Whatever. Yeah.
So, but okay. But the most, I think the, I don't know, probably like the most famous happened on May 2nd, 1933. The local newspaper reported that a local couple had claimed to see an enormous animal rolling and plunging on the surface. After the 1933 sighting, interest steadily grew, and especially after another couple claimed to have seen the beast on land, crossing the shore road. Several British newspapers sent reporters to Scotland, including London's Daily Mail, which hired big game hunter Marmaduke Wetherill to capture the beast. London newspapers, like, having a reward. Like, if you could capture this beast, we would give you £20,000.
Oh, shit.
So, they're, like, trying to...
They're really trying.
Dude, they're really trying to hunt this motherfucker down.
Wow.
Which, actually, that kind of makes me feel a little bit sad, because I feel like anytime you start, like, doing shit like, hey, if you find it, like, capture it, like, I feel like that's the wrong thing to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Like, just like Bigfoot, how, like, people want to, oh, well, we should kill Bigfoot. We should shoot Bigfoot and bring it in for science. No, bitch. Bigfoot needs to be just left
leave
alone.
Leave it alone.
Leave Loch Ness Monster alone. She ain't doing shit, bro. Yeah. What is she doing? She's living a life. She's probably the last one that they have in that fucking lake. In the world, probably. And you want to capture it, and you want to bring it, haul it in, and have people gawk at it, and... Bro, that ain't it, homie. That ain't it.
Yeah.
So, in 1934, there came out a very famous photograph of somebody who thought that they had captured Nessie, which is the one, if you look up Loch Ness Monster, it is literally probably the first picture you're going to see when it comes up. It's an old, grainy-looking, black-and-white picture of just a little head poking out of the water, and it looks like it has, like, a long neck.
Yeah.
That's the Loch Ness, supposedly. So, with seeing this, many people speculated that maybe Nessie, which would be like a solitary survivor of a long-extinct plesiosaurus. The aquatic plesiosaurs were thought to have died off with the rest of the dinosaurs 65 million years ago, but maybe they didn't. Maybe one, for whatever reason, managed to you know.
Yeah. And when was the last sighting of a Loch Ness monster, like, appear, like, somebody saw it, apparently? You know?
I think it was back in, like, maybe 2013. It was, like, the most, was, like, a recorded event. But many people, I mean, there's numerous accounts of people actually see, I mean, they're not seeing something, do you know what I'm saying? Like, that they're just seeing, like, it could be, like, driftwood or something, for all they fucking
know. Yeah.
Like, they're just seeing a figure in the loch, and they're thinking, well, this is Loch Ness, so this is the fucking monster, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But other people think that it could be an archetype. It is a archaeocyte, which is a primitive whale with a serpentine neck that is thought to have been extinct for 18 million years. Skeptics.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Skeptics. I want to see that.
You want to see that? I don't even know what that is. I know what a plesiosaurus looks like, but I definitely don't know what a
whale with the long neck. What is it called? How do you spell it?
It is spelled A-R-C-H-E-O-C-Y-T-E. Nothing pops up. Oh, here. Oh, you have to put
a
whale.
Cell.
Oh. You have to put a whale at the end of it. Oh, shit. Okay. Huh.
Oh.
I see what they mean, but at the same time, that's that neck's not long enough.
Uh-uh.
No.
Ew, could you imagine?
Bro, these things are scary as fuck, bro.
Dude.
If we lived in this era.
Creepy. Oh, no.
Who came first? Jesus or.
Oh, my God.
Jesus or the Loch Ness Monster.
Don't even get started on that.
Oh, we should have started this thing off by saying, anything we say during this podcast is full of shit. We're fucking full of shit. Like, don't take it seriously. We're just talking out of our asses.
It's just stupid-ass opinions.
Stupid-ass opinions. I'm not a Satanist. I believe in something. I have a soul.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
I love that
for me. Okay, so yeah, so they think that that could be possibly another speculation of what could be in the lake. Other people believe that they're not seeing the Loch Ness Monster, but they're seeing, and it's called Seiches, mm-hmm. Which is like,
DJ,
DJ Catnip. So it's like rotation in the water surface that's caused by the inflow of cold river water into the slightly warmer loch water. So like when you bring in cold water into the warm water of the loch, apparently it makes this weird kind of looking area in the water surface to make you think that there possibly could be something there. But it's not. Okay. It's just literally science. You know, when you bring cold to hot, it makes something.
Yeah.
But that's what the skeptics say. So in the 1960s, several British universities launched expeditions into the Loch Ness, and they were using sonar to search deep into the water. That's smart.
Yeah.
But nothing was ever found, sadly. But in each expedition, though, the sonar operators detected large, moving, underwater objects that they could not explain. Loch Ness Monster. That. Loch Ness Monster. They found her. And then in 1975, Boston's Academy of Applied Science combined sonar and underwater photography in an expedition to Loch Ness. And they did get a photo, which when they enhanced it, it appeared to show the giant flipper of a plesiosaur-like creature.
Ooh.
But... Okay. A lot of people are like, ah, no, that's full of shit. Y'all made that up. Like, that's not... no one's still believing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you still believe that it's still there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like it's like Bigfoot. You know how like Bigfoot, I mean, we have, people are always saying like, we go out into the woods, we see everything. There's nowhere on the land that we don't touch. Yeah. But like, what if these fucking animals are smarter than we are? They managed to live 1,000 years, you know, without being seen. They can go 1,000 years more of not being seen. Like, they have their ways. They can do this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're dumb. We don't know these, you know, we don't know how to, I don't know, live a secretive life. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they can keep themselves a secret if they want to, I think.
Yeah.
So in 1994, it was revealed that that really famous picture that they took, you know, the one that everybody looks at,
yeah,
actually was a hoax.
Really?
It was faked. The guy who took it said that it was a plastic and wooden head that was attached to a toy submarine.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, what? A lot of people were doing these hoaxes. At one point, someone had believed that they had actually plaster casted a print that may have belonged to a Nessie that just, you know, came on to land and squished their little foot on the ground.
Yeah.
But when scientists actually looked over this cast of this print, they're like, bro, this ain't no fucking Nessie. This either belonged to a elephant or a hippo. Like, someone used a stuffed foot and then, like, pushed down on it to make it look like it was actually a fucking footprint, you know? Then there was this whole debacle of where, like, this body came on shore, and they were like, oh, shit, this is Nessie's body. Like, this is the dead body of Nessie. Turned out it was just a dead elephant seal that washed up on the shore. But, like, everybody was saying, no, this is Nessie. No, this is, you know, it's this is real, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you hear fairy tale, you hear stories when you're younger, and of course you want to be like, oh my god, this is it, that's like, you know, people want to psych themselves up to think that that could possibly be it. But
see, and that's where it gets me. That's what makes me feel like, man, you can't trust anybody, because a motherfucker will pull some stunt just to get some money or get some fame, even if it's like 15 minutes of fame. So most of the legend around what lies in Loch Ness comes from stories and sightings. And a researcher by the name of Adrian Schein had his first-hand experience of how unreliable that even they can be. He says, shortly after he arrived in Loch Ness in the 1970s, he rowed out on a nearby lake, Loch Morar, which has its own history of monster sightings as well, hoping to see if he could spot anything. He says, suddenly, there it was, the classic profile of a large hump, and then I saw a half-submerged head, which seemed to be moving. He excitedly started snapping pictures, and then soon realized that it was nothing more than a strange-looking fucking rock sticking out of the water.
Oh my god.
He was like, so that was when I realized that if I couldn't trust my own eyes, I shouldn't necessarily trust anybody else's.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, sure. He says that it's hard to dismiss the honesty and volume of eyewitness testimonies of the Loch Ness Monster.
Damn.
So, despite the lack of conclusive evidence, the Loch Ness Monster remained popular and profitable. In the early 21st century, it is thought that it contributed nearly $80 million annually to Scotland's economy.
Well, no wonder it keeps on going on. It's like, it helps them make money.
Yeah, and when you, like, look up Loch Ness, like, through Scotland's, you know, like, own website or whatever.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, they're so big on it. Come check out Nessie. Come see Nessie. Like, come take selfies with Nessie. Like, they have a whole museum dedicated to Nessie. They have, like, I mean, you can find statues, gift shops, restaurants. Everything is themed to this Loch Ness Monster. Like, Jesus. Because, yeah.
They're milking that shit.
Oh, milking the fuck out of it. But if you're making $80 million a year,
fuck it.
Fuck it, bro. Fuck it. I'll put on a Nessie costume and go out and watch it.
For real.
So, but I mean, okay, so even so, there's still like scientists going out there and trying to figure out what exactly it is, because there is something there, and they're trying to figure out what exactly it is.
Yeah.
So they're doing their DNA tests on the river and the lake, the lock or whatever. It turns out there's a shit ton of eels that live in the Loch Ness.
Oh.
And so these scientists believe, like, okay, there's a shit ton of eels. Like, maybe that's what people are seeing underneath the water, because the water is so dark. Like, you're just seeing something move around. You don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So it could be the eel, you know?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So they're like, it possibly could be eels. It possibly could be the Loch Ness. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, this thing is like 800 feet. There's 800 feet in depth, this lock is. So, I mean,
yeah,
you never fucking know.
I don't know. I feel like it's not. I feel like it's not there anymore. I feel like there's no way one creature can survive that long. Like, what? They just live forever?
Okay, but have you seen a horseshoe crab?
Yes, they're fucking huge.
They're huge, and they look like a fucking prehistoric insect, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure they are a prehistoric insect. Pretty sure they've lived for, you know what I'm saying, like, a long time.
Okay, but there's several of crabs that can reproduce. How is Nessie gonna stay alive that long? There's no... I don't think there's no way. I mean, there may... I don't know. I have no idea. Unless it's like one of those things where it can have a kid without needing a man.
Oh, like...
And so it just teaches its kid to...
But then there would be two of them.
Yeah, but eventually the other one will die.
But what... The carcass, though, it would go somewhere, right?
Probably not. It would probably just sink to the bottom floor because of how dense it is.
You don't think it would wash up? Wash
no. Floor? I don't know.
I think it could be possible.
Probably.
My brain wants to say, no, this is stupid, you're right. Nothing can live that long. It's not breeding, it's not mating, it's not evolving. Like, nothing can live for millions and millions of years.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, but maybe it is. Maybe. Ow, my little heart still wants to say there could possibly be a Loch Ness. So, for my conclusion, I'm saying, yo no sé, but also, I'm going to have to go and research this for myself. That's the only way that we can do. Yeah. That's the only way we can come to terms with any. I need to go to Loch Ness. And I need to swim the fucking water and see if I can do anything.
You are not gonna fucking swim in that water.
I wouldn't, because that water is dark as fuck, bro. I swam in a lake in Pennsylvania, and it was the scariest motherfucking thing I ever did in my entire life. I thought I was in fucking Lake Placid, a fucking alligator gonna come up and eat my toes.
Yeah, fuck that.
But we do need to visit.
But that would be really fun to go. Just go to Scotland. What is it? Scotland?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go visit.
Why are all the coolest things like in Scotland, bro?
I don't know.
We need to go to Scotland.
Interesting place.
I know. And they would love us there too, maybe.
You think?
I don't know. I've been watching a lot of TikToks, and they're saying, like, asking like Scottish people and like UK people, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
You know, what's the sexiest accent that you like from, like, the United States? And they're like, oh, Southern accents. I'll put on a fake Southern accent.
That's funny. Do your best Southern accent.
Oh, dude, I was talking to Moyer the other day. And out of nowhere, I was just like, I think I'm going to get me one of them riding lawnmowers. And he's like,
yeah.
The fuck, Sarah? He's like... That was the, like, most, like, Southern country white man thing you could have ever said. And I was like, man, I need to give him one of them Ryan lawnmowers.
I swear, that's so funny.
I'll say that shit all day.
I'll be saying something, I'll be like, you reckon?
You sound like you're Australian.
They're like, what?
Just use a couple of y'alls in front of them. They'll be like, oh my God.
Well, I'll be damned.
I'll be damned.
I love that.
So bless your damn heart.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. So what's your conclusion on this?
I believe she is dead. D-E-D, dead.
She been dead for a minute, huh?
Yeah, that's what I feel, honestly. I don't know. What is yours? You just don't know?
I don't know. I want it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Who's that behind you?
Bitch! I'm gonna fucking kick your ass. Why would you do that to me?
Why are you in the dead ass fucking, like, it's dark as fuck back there, bro?
Girl, let me show you my view. Do you see it?
No, I don't see nothing.
What do you mean?
I see light. That's all I see.
You don't see the TV?
No.
Oh!
Did you have something in front of it?
Yes.
Oh, Lindsay. Shut up. Leave that there. Hold on, leave it there. I see if I can take a picture of it. Okay. All right. Be good. Dude, I didn't know we were getting, like, serious over here.
Shut up.
I didn't know if it was romantic evening or what. You and your fucking peak headphones, bro. I can't believe that's your fucking...
Oh, yeah. My headset. I love it.
They light up, too?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute. Oh, I love it. That's adorable.
Thank you.
Love them. All right, Lindsay-Ann. So that'll be our episode for this week.
That will be the episode.
Where can they find us?
And guys, if y'all need to send us stuff, email us at ghost.demyass@gmail.com. Send us stuff. Send us messages. Send us, even if it's a fake ass story. We don't know if the story's fake. Bro, we don't know. We're just here to tell spooky shit, you know? We're here to entertain, okay? And if you want to find us on Instagram, ghost DEMA, you can send us messages through there too if that's easier and you don't want to send an email. But yeah, we definitely want to hear from y'all. Add us, like, send the memes, because Sarah makes some fucking bomb ass memes.
That Trixie meme I made this week, oh my god, I was laughing. I was laughing my ass off. We have nothing but spam in our we have nothing but spam right now, so y'all bitches better be hitting us up. Yeah. All right. Well, Lindsay, thank you for coming on, and I love you.
Love you too. Miss you.
I miss you too, and we will get together soon at some point. I know you work this coming up week.
Mm-hmm.
Which sucks. So we'll have to figure out a way. We'll have to figure out a way. All right, boo. Spooky later.
Later.